KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
The big buck, with impressive antlers, stood beside the road at the edge of the trees. I slowed as I drove past and took a good look. It was a mule deer, the larger cousin to the Sitka black-tailed deer, familiar to Southeast Alaskans like me. I was outside of Carcross, British Columbia, on my way to Skagway, and this was my first realization that mule deer were just across the border from Alaska. Southeast Alaska, Prince William Sound, and Kodiak Island.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump says he cautioned Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel against disrupting U.S. talks with Iran over their nuclear program. NPR's Franco Ordonez has more from today's events in the Oval Office.
After swearing in the new acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, President Trump confirmed to reporters that he had a conversation with Netanyahu about not taking any action that could threaten the sensitive talks with Iran.
I said, I don't think it's appropriate right now, because if we can settle it with a very strong document, very strong, with inspections and no trust, I don't trust anybody.
The comments follow reports that Israel has been preparing for potential strikes against Iran's nuclear facilities if the talks fail. Trump said his team is having good discussions with Iran. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
On the ground in Gaza, pops rang out as crowds of Palestinians who've endured weeks of hunger stormed a UN food warehouse, grabbing whatever they could. Israeli forces say they fired only warning shots, but hospital officials say four people died in the chaos. Meanwhile, Israel is accusing the UN of pressuring aid groups not to take part in a U.S. and Israeli-backed aid program. The UN argues the aid plan does not meet basic humanitarian principles. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says operations at the airport in Newark, New Jersey, are better. But as NPR's Joel Rose reports, Duffy is still pushing Congress for billions of dollars to upgrade the nation's air traffic control system.
Air traffic operations at Newark Liberty International Airport are running better since the Federal Aviation Administration capped the number of flights last week, Secretary Duffy said. The airport, which serves New York City, had experienced hundreds of delays, cancellations, and diversions in recent weeks because of equipment outages, runway construction, and staffing shortages. Still, Duffy reiterated his call for Congress to fund a new air traffic control system.
I'm concerned that we could have more Newarks.
Duffy wouldn't say exactly how much money the administration is seeking, but he put the price tag in the tens of billions of dollars, and he called it the most critical infrastructure project in the country. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The judge in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking case in New York is denying the defense's request for a mistrial. The hip-hop mogul's lawyers argued the prosecution unfairly implied Combs was responsible for the destruction of evidence connected to the alleged 2012 bombing of music artist Kid Cudi's vehicle. Cudi has testified about experiencing Combs' anger over an on-again, off-again relationship he had with Cassie Ventura, Combs' ex and one of his accusers. Combs continues to deny the charges. From Washington, this is NPR News. The state of the planet is getting worse. Liz Bentley, head of the UK's Royal Meteorological Society, contributed to a global climate report.
We're getting more frequent and intense heat waves, more extreme rainfall events, more devastating droughts. Our oceans are warming, sea ice and land ice are melting, and sea levels are rising. So we will see all of those being exacerbated as the global temperatures continue to rise.
Liz Bentley on the state of the planet, speaking to the BBC. Country star Morgan Wallen is all over this week's Billboard charts and even sets a new all-time record in the process. NPR's Stephen Thompson has details.
Morgan Wallen's new supersized album, I'm the Problem, enters this week's Billboard Albums chart at number one. Wallen has a long track record of chart dominance, and with 37 songs, the album was bound to put up monster streaming numbers. Wallen also has the number one song in the country with What I Want. It's a duet with the Canadian pop star Tate McRae.
I said, baby, you should know that's what I want, that's what I want.
Wallen set a new all-time record this week. He's got 37 songs on this week's Hot 100. That surpasses the record of 36, set roughly 2.5 years ago by none other than Morgan Wallen. Stephen Thompson, NPR News.
On Wall Street, major market indices have closed down roughly 0.5%. The Dow is down 244 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Indeed, committed to giving job listings increased visibility with relevant candidates through its sponsored jobs feature. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today northeast winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 4 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today north winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Thursday, west winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef. Today, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Thursday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, isolated showers before 1 p.m. Partly sunny with highs near 48. North winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows near 40. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. And Thursday, sunny with highs near 46. Northwest winds around 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 3:02 a.m. at 8 foot 7 inches, a low at 10:20 a.m. a minus tide of 2 foot 9 inches, a low at 5:08 p.m. at 5 foot 10 inches, and a high at 9:53 at 2 foot 10 inches. Your sun rose at 6:12 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:07, giving us 16 hours and 55 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Yeah, Ben's reading to the oldies here. Oldies but moldies. Moldies from the 80s, that is. And I'm trying to get some good feel-good pieces from that era. I start out with David Bowie with Let's Dance. Then Michael Jackson with Thriller. After that, Wham! With Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Put on your red shoes and across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Before you go, 'cause I'm not planning on going solo.
Up next, Al Falco with Rock Me Amadeus, then Civil Minds with Alive and Kicking, and after that, Human League with Keep Feeling a Fascination.
Der großen Stadt, es war in Viva Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, der Natur, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Und es war irgendwie No Plastic Money in den Modebanken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jedermann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär. Er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rocky-Doll. Und alles ruft noch auf den Captain Rock Me Up.
Until your love is conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Well, the truth may need some rearranging.
Stories to be told.
I'm plain to see the facts are changing.
Conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning.
Yeah, right up next here we have Belinda Carlisle with Heaven is a Place on Earth, and then Dead or Alive with You Spin Me Around Like a Record, and then Iran, not the country, it's Iran as opposed to I Walked, and that's by A Flock of Seagulls.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say
Yeah, Daryl Hall's up next with John Oates, I believe, with I Can't Go For That. And then we have a couple by Gloria Estevan, the Miami Sound Machine. Rhythm Is Gonna Get You, and Conga.
Time. on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.